upset you now.
I phoned Sky the other day.
Oh, my God.
Because it occurred to me that I was possibly paying too much for my Sky package, right?
I definitely am.
So I get through to a guy, and I said, hi. You can probably guess what I said. I was like, hi, I think I'm paying too much for my Sky package. So we went through, and he said, what are you paying? And I was like, oh, 75 quid. And then he said, what have you got? And I told him what I had. And then he goes,
hang on, so what I've have you got?
So I've got cinema, yeah. Sports.
Yeah.
And I can't remember if my broadband is with Sky or not, but let's just say it is. And it was roughly £75 a month.
Right? Okay.
So I said, I've got this, this, and this. I said, paying about £75 a month is too much. So then he just goes, 57? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, okay, 18 months of 57. I was like, yeah. I was like, why didn't you just charge me that in the first place?
I know. It's a scam. It's the whole life is a scam. Do you know why this is, Paul? I think I've made this point before, but my point was proven. When you know, Boris said, you know, Boris said that he's got that he's obese, and that it made
he is obese.
Yeah, he's obese.
Right. Yeah.
And that, like, what he wants to do is because obese made that time he was ill. Remember, he got COVID that time he was ill, so he wanted to. He brought in the we need to stop adverts for kids for cheeseburgers.
Yes.
Right, the reason that came about was because of his own battle with the illness. And you go, that's exactly it. You need to spend a week, living a normal life. He needs to be on the phone to Sky, going, what are you talking about? 75 quid. Why don't you just charge me 57 quid in the first place? They need to go through what we go through. That is
mental. Do you reckon Boris has got Sky?
Definitely got Sky.
What package?
All it's got everything.
Do you think so?
Of course it's got everything.
What do you reckon he just sits down and watches television like in his jogging bottoms? It's like what football team does Boris support?
I tell you, he's definitely into rugby.
Just sat there in his Harlequin's rugby shorts and a sort of hoodie. Watching Curb Your Enthusiasm.
But this is it. You can't. That is ridiculous that you're being charged 75 quid and then just, we'll make it 57.
But where have they plucked those numbers from?
All he's done is just swapped the numbers round.
That's exactly what he's done. Do you reckon that's the system? Phones up and complains, just put the lower number at the front, the longer number at the beginning, and then just send them on their merry way.
That's it.
Hi there, I'm paying 82. 28? Yep, that'll do, fine. Off you go. It's out of order though, isn't it? Because someone will go, if you phone them up, they'll reduce it for you. Someone will say, everyone has had someone at some point saying to them, oh, you should phone them up and say you're not happy with what you're paying and they'll put it down. So you're right that you're in two camps of people. You are either someone who has been furnished with this information or someone who hasn't. And there are people going around telling people that this is the case or, you know. And I feel sorry for the people that don't know this because they're just sat there paying £20 a month more than they need to.
Well, I didn't know that you could ring up and say, I'm paying too much. I thought you had to ring up and threaten to quit because someone told me recently at my local cafe that he rang up and threatened to, cancel Sky. So they gave him a cheaper package. So then he got his mate to do it. He rang up, threatened to cancel, got a cheaper package. He passed that in to his mate. He rang up, threatened to cancel, and they just let him cancel.
I know, that's the problem. I don't think that works anymore. I think that's absolutely right. Phone companies, you used to phone them up and say, I'm leaving. They were like, oh no, I'll change, I know I need to make more of an effort, I need to make that. Now, you phone up and say, I'm thinking of leaving, they're like, fine, see ya. There's I could have any phone customer I want.
There's plenty more fish in the sea.
Exactly. There are plenty more. I'm with EE. Who are you with? My phone bill is £80 a month. That is too much.
Hey, is it really?
Yeah.
Why are you paying? What? Fucking hell! No wonder you're so tight. You need to be. You'd be broke if you weren't tight. Oh my
Why,
god!
What? How much do you pay for your phone?
Like, I don't know, £25 or something.
I know, this is an absolute joke. I'll tell you what my last.
That's
my last phone bill.
Paul, that is, honestly, £83.75. Paul, I'm sorry, that is so mental. Seriously, that is the same as if I've come back from the shop and gone, oh yeah, I've just bought some bananas. And you've gone, how much is that? I've gone, £30. £30 for some bananas. What are you talking about?
Do you know what as well? I've been with them since 1998. That is what you get for loyalty in 2020.
£83.75. What are you doing? £83. Fucking hell! Oh my god!
I mean, I can't believe when I phone up and say I'm leaving, they should be trying to keep hold of me. I must be one of their most valuable customers in terms of what they're getting out of me.
Is there another service on there that you don't know about? Like you can talk to the dead or something like that? Like £83 a month.
I feel like I'm talking to the bloody dead when I phone that call centre, mate.
Oh, God. Paul. The amount now. When you phone up Sky, when you phone up Free, when you phone up, I had to ring up the council the other day, the amount of fucking time I spend on the phone trying to talk to someone and they keep going, you can just go on our website. I know! I fucking know I could go on your website. I've called you because I want to talk to you.
I know
what the internet is. Oh, do you think I just... Oh, really? Oh, you've got a website? What a modern company in 2020. I've called you for a reason. The amount... You try and go... Have you ever tried to get... Paul, have you ever tried to find their phone number? Oh my god! Oh yeah, I'm gonna check out my prices on Sky. I'll just Google Sky telephone number. The amount they hide it. You're clicking. You have to click 20 times, and then their phone number is down in the bottom right corner, like font size 8. Like what is this?
They font just size 8. That's a good name for a band, actually. Sort of hipster electro band.
It's unacceptable.
We are font size 8. Sorry, I don't know why I said that in a sort of robotic German accent.
Font size 8.
That kind of thing.
Oh, man.
I think, can we just sort of like, do you know we've got a website? I'd put that in the same category as have you ever eaten in a Wagamama's before? It's fucking 2020, mate. Yeah, because you know that the dishes may come out at the same time. I went to one in Bristol and a bloke clearly had not eaten at a Wagamama's before and his main came before his starter and he was not happy. Because this is Wagamama's, this is what we do. The food just comes out when it's ready. But yeah, those kind of things.
I have a friend that I was in Wagamama's once and he wanted his hot drink with his main meal. Yeah, no, he has to have a hot beverage with his meal. What do you mean,
Hot drink with a main meal? That's weird, isn't it? What sort of hot drink? just sat there tucking into steak and chips with a cup of tea. That's absolutely repulsive. And do you serve that when you were at primary school? Other people's packed lunches. It's kind of like, oh yeah, just what? No, do you not sort of like put a Kit Kat in your sandwich? You're like, no, I fucking don't.
I just imagine having a chicken madras and an Americano.
That's it, yeah. honey, yes, can I have the lasagna, please, and the cappuccino? On the same time? Yeah, I can't have a lasagna without a hot drink. Who are these friends?
Oh, you actually know him, Henry.
Oh. What, he had a hot drink with the main meal and what?
He has a green tea, and he wanted his green tea with his main. And the waiter brought him his green tea, and Henry said, "No, sorry, I want that with my main. I have to have my hot beverage with my main." And the waiter was like, "We can't." And he's like, "Well, no, you can. You can just go. You can just leave it and bring it over later when the main's arrived." And he's like, and the bloke said, "Sorry, sir, this is impossible." And my friend, he sort of lost his temper a little bit, and he went, "Impossible? We've been to the moon."
That is the thing. I mean, I agree, because I think that is the thing of Wagamamas. That's kind of like, that's their sort of personalities. Oh God, we don't know when the food's going to come out, you know, whenever it's ready. It's like, you could give me a starter, a main and a dessert. It's not, oh no, that's just not, does it fit in? God, there's no one knows what's going to happen next to them, man. It's like, oh my God.
As well. As well, Paul, like, hang on, why has the starter taken longer than the main? Why?
Yeah.
Like, surely it takes quicker for the starter. It's just some squid. What, the main's like a curry. There's more stuff.
You just try and challenge him and go, well, okay, how about this then? I'll order my starter, and then you come back, and I'll order my main, and then you come back, and then I'll order my... Well, no, it doesn't work like that. No one knew. Does it fit in with their cool little image of just, like, fucking ramen anarchy? That said, I do like a Wagamamas, and like a Wagamamas, but it is that sort
all,
of, you know...
Let's like, all just sit together, oh, just yeah, long tables, exactly, man, just sit together like it's the Last Supper, hey!
Yeah, fucking hell.
Oh my God.
I don't think I have ever used the... Or it might be easier to just log on to our website. No, it won't be easier to log on to your website. No. Your website's shit, mate. Okay, it's. I want to speak to a person. I want to speak to someone with accountability. It's like you put that time in. What are you paying? Like there is no thing on the Sky website to go, I'm paying too much, or yeah, to go into the EE. I mean, I think even on the EE website, if they said how much is your current bill, and I typed in 83.75, it would just shut the website down. They'd be like, "This cannot be possible."
Do you know what I'm saying? I reckon you type in 83 quid, press enter, and it would just say "lol."
Just three laughing face emojis. You know, like the bubbles, as if it's waiting for the website to do something. It would be the bubbles, but they would be laughing face emojis coming along. And that can't be right. Particularly in a world where you live in kind of... the phone packages are all like unlimited minutes, unlimited texts, unlimited that. How can it be that much? I'm leaving them. I'm going. My phone's up for renewal now. I'm off to O2, mate.
I've got to say this. I need to admit at this point, Paul, that basically... I've somehow got a... I'm laughing at you for having...
Thanks very much.
For paying £83 a month. But I've got... My package is unlimited texts,
yeah,
unlimited internet, like data, but yeah, I don't have unlimited calls. So each month I keep running out of credit. That's why... You know when I text you saying, call me?
Yeah.
That's because I can't call you.
So, how do you know that you've, like, maxed out on calls?
Because I go to use it and they go, you have reached your limit. So I sometimes, like, I'm a 34-year-old man without credit. I can't ring people. That's it's so
amazing.
Embarrassing.
Do you know anyone that's still on pay-as-you-go?
No.
Oh, I do.
What? Shut
oh,
up!
Yeah. I do, yeah. You know one of them. I'm not going to name and shame him, but I'll occasionally get a text. Hello, mate. Can you give me a call, please? I am 46. It's 2020. I should not know anyone on pay as you go anymore.
done.